That was Mano Chao. More from him and more about him later on. Welcome to SSP Campsie Radio, the East Dumbartonshire Scottish Socialist podcast against the cuts and for an independent Socialist Scotland. I'm sorry I haven't had time to do a podcast for the past few weeks, but I hope you've listened to the podcast of Richie Venton speaking about the events in Liverpool he was involved with back in the 80s, and including a description of how a defiance budget was called by Liverpool Council in the face of Tory cuts in back then. Please listen to the podcast. The tactics used in Liverpool back then may help to inform any movement that builds up over the coming months. These podcasts can be found at sspcampsie.podbean.com. Anyway, I have had over the past few weeks some requests for music. And to be honest, the requests, well, some of them will have to be covered over a few upcoming podcasts. I've had quite a few, to be honest. Anyway, remember, if you want to request any music or even drop us a sound file to be included in the podcast, email us on eastdumbartonshiresp@hotmail.co.uk. All the ways actually to contact us can be found on our blog www.campsiesocialists.com. Anyway, let's kick off the show with a track from a superb socialist R&B group, The Faction, who have a superb blog, I've got to say, and I'll advise all of you to read. It's at thefaction.wordpress.com. Anyway, this is Union Man.
You got to join your union.
Comrades, this is Babyface from socialist R&B band The Faction, Come and see us play at the 13th Note in Glasgow on the 5th of December. It's an evening of socialism, solidarity and unpleasant socialist R&B. If you want to hear more of our stuff and read our daily blog updates where we subject the events of the day to a Marxist analysis, go to www.thefaction.org. And buy our album at Ebu Vale. You've details on the website. Go there now. We'll see you in Glasgow on the 5th. Comrades, 5th of December, 13th Note, Socialist R&B, soundtrack to the revolution. Thanks a lot.
Conservative Friend by the mighty The Faction. Remember, they're playing in 13th Note in Glasgow on the 5th of December. Be there or be somewhere else. At the very least, buy their superb album at Ebu Vale. Details on how to do that are on their website, thefaction.wordpress.com. A few weeks back, a Twitter friend, Lisa Ansell, was discussing the treatment of single parents by the Tory and Liberal Democrat coalition. With our local MP, Liberal Democrat MP, Joe Swinson. And she could only reply to Lisa, make the fathers pay. Well, anyway, a very frustrated Lisa quite rightly said to me in a tweet, Joe Swinson is in the beating up the poorest and rolling equality back is progressive and fair camp. And yeah, that made me think as well, all these platitudes that these people are rolling out to us, fair is the platitude that they're hiding behind at the moment. Anyway, I asked Lisa if she would like to write an open letter to Ms. Swinson, the results of which can be seen on our blog, www.campsysocialist.com. It made me think about these people who are representing us at Parliament and what backgrounds they have that make them think they can make decisions on our behalf and tell us how we should love austerity for the good of our country and so on. These Scottish Liberals such as Swinson and Danny Alexander, who pretended to be left and on our side and have now betrayed us. We shouldn't be surprised, though. It has happened throughout history. The history of genuine working class want for a better world. Blair used his platitudes to convince first his party the best thing was to make compromise with big business. Compromises that have meant a huge increase in the equality gap in the UK, and platitudes that have allowed him and them to paint protesters from the G8 through to the anti-war demonstrations as good protesters, that is, the ones who protested only where and when he or Bob Geldof said, and bad protesters, that is, the people who challenged the state and cut through these platitudes that were designed to break the trust between the working class. As East Dumbartonshire and other councils across Scotland and the UK send out questionnaires asking residents which workers they should sack, but dressing it up as essential because we don't have the money, remember, they are the closest tier of democracy to us. They are the tier of democracy that could protect us from this Tory wrecking ball. Just remember, 85% of Scots voted against the Tories. The Labour Party stole our taxes to pay the bankers' gambling debts with the platitude that it was necessary and for our own good. Now the Liberal Democrats and the Tories are protecting their rich friends by making the poor and working class pay again, while protecting the big earners and idle rich. They're selling us that we're in this together. Well, we're not. The only ones who are in it are us. We are paying and being asked who deserves to lose their job. They're putting worker against worker. If you get one of those questionnaires, my suggestion is that you send it back to them unfinished and demand that your councillor defies the cuts. Tell them to support the calls that are happening in various different councils across the UK and in particular here in Scotland in West Dumbartonshire for no cuts budgets, and at the next election accept none of the rubbish from these people who have never lived in the real world, like Swinson and Danny Alexander, who just spout what their rich paymasters tell them to. At the next election, vote for a proper alternative, but in the meantime, help build a rebellion against their wall of lies and betrayals. Get involved with your union and community groups. Let's help light bonfires underneath the arses of these politicians and tell them to take their platitudes and stick them where the sun don't shine. Platitudes aren't new in order to try to split the working class. Back in the 1960s, when millions in his country were in poverty, John F. Kennedy sold the platitude that to make his country great, man should be and would be on the moon by the turn of the decade. How many of the unemployed and starving thought it was great that millions had went into the race to space? Gil Scott Heron summed this up in his fantastic track, Whitey's on the Moon. That's coming up. But first a new track by the Manic Street Preachers, which has the lines, why colonise the moon when every different kind of desperation exists in every single home? This is Golden Platitudes.
What happened to those days when everything seemed The platitudes just interludes to break the trust with me and you. Oh, I fell back in love with love. I know that it might sound odd. The liberal left destroyed every bit of my youth, left with the barest of bones, leaving us all with holes. Where did it all go wrong? Where did that feeling go? Why color?
A rat done bit my sister Nell with Whitey on the moon. Her face and arms began to swell and Whitey's on the moon. I can't pay no doctor bills, but Whitey's on the moon. 10 years from now, I'll be paying still while Whitey's on the moon. You know, the man just upped my rent last night because Whitey's on the moon. No hot water, no toilets, no lights, but Whitey's on the moon. I wonder why he's upping me because Whitey's on the moon. Well, I was already giving him 50 a week, and now Whitey's on the moon. Taxes taking my whole damn check. The junkies make me a nervous wreck. The price of food is going up. And as if all that crap wasn't enough, a rat done bit my sister Nell with Whitey on the moon. Her face and arms began to swell, and Whitey's on the moon. Was all that money I made last year for Whitey on the moon? How come I ain't got no money here? Whitey's on the moon. You know, I just about had my fill of Whitey on the moon. I think I'll send these doctor bills, air mail special. To Whitey on the moon.
Okay, this one's for Kerry. She's at AussieCatBengals on Twitter. Now, I'm probably pronouncing this guy's name wrong because I'd never heard of him before Kerry requested him. His name's Manu Chao, and he's a French singer of Spanish origin. Wikipedia says of him that his first group was Radio Bemba Sound System, which was named after the communication system used in the Sierra Maestra by the Castro and Guevara-led rebels in the Cuban Revolution. Cool. Many of Chao's lyrics talk about immigration, love, living in ghettos and drugs, and often carrying a left-wing message. This reflects Chao's own political leanings. He's very close to the Zapatistas and its public spokesman, Subcomandante Marcos. How cool is that? He has many followers among the European left and the anti-globalization movement. And he's got a new one here in the campsite. Anyway, this is Clandestino.
correré mi destino por no llevar papel. Soy el quebrale, Manolé,
clandestino,
argelino,
clandestino,
mexicano,
clandestino,
marihuana,
ilegal.
Perdido en el correré mi destino por no llevar papel, perdido en el corazón de la grande Babilón. Me dicen el clandestino, yo soy el quebrale, Manolé,
clandestina,
boliviano,
clandestino,
peruano,
clandestino,
marihuana. Albanese, clandestino, boliviano, clandestino, mexicano, clandestino, marihuana, ilegal.
Okay, I'll be back soon with requests and stuff. Remember, our contact details are on www.campsysocialist.com. Okay, bye.
Is there for all is the poverty that hangs his head in door at the coward slave? We pass him by, we dare be poor for all that, for all that and all that, our toils obscure and all that, the rank is but again he stout. The man's the goad for all that. But though on him the fear we died, we're poor and grey and all that. He pulls the silks and leaves their ways. A man's a man for all that, for all that and all that. The tins will show and all that. The honest man knows the poor is king of men for all that. Yeah. You see young Bertie called the Lord, was struts and steals and all that. Though hundreds worship at his word, he's but a coof for all that. For all that and all that, his reverend star and all that. The man who independent mind, he looks and laughs at all that. And let us pray that Comet may, as Comet will for all that, that sense and worth o'er the air shall bear the green and all that. For all